From the Detroit bankruptcy to a high-profile lawsuit against phone giant Verizon, pensions are in the news lately. WKAR's Melissa Benmark has been thinking about the changing state of pensions, and she joins me now. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. All the talk about pensions being frozen, reduced, bought out, sold to insurance companies, I just wanted to get kind of a pensions 101 perspective. So I talked to Leslie Papke. She's a professor of economics here at MSU. And I know a lot of these questions may seem really obvious to some folks, but to me, they really weren't, and it just seemed kind of a murky sea. So I wanted to kind of get down to some basics. I started out by having her define the different types of pensions.
Defined contribution plans are popularized by 401k plans. Those are pension plans where individuals may contribute and their employers often contribute or match as part of their contribution. And the benefit that you receive at retirement is a function of how much money is in that account. Often the participant gets to direct the investments. So it's very much an individual-centered account that the individual is responsible for. The employer makes contributions, often makes contributions, but that's the extent of the employer's involvement. The employer will often give you choices, limit your investment choices. The other type of pension plan is what's referred to as the traditional or defined benefit pension plan, where your benefit is defined by a formula at retirement, and the formula is something like your average salary for your highest paid 3 or 5 years times the number of years you worked for the firm times some kind of accrual percentage like 1% of your salary per year of service. And the firm is responsible for investing contributions enough to make those payments to you at your retirement, and you are not responsible at all for any investment choices. It's entirely the liability of the firm.
Is it fair to say that for the most part, the defined benefit pension, as many of our parents knew it, is pretty much a thing of the past?
Defined benefit pensions in the private sector have certainly gone by the wayside. There are many that remain. I'm trying to remember the exact number. Maybe 20,000, but this is down from a high of more like 80,000 to 100,000 plans. And firms have generally stopped providing pension benefits or moved to the defined contribution form because it reduces the firm's risk, the firm's investment risk, and their longevity risk. But also, some people would argue that workers have asked for defined contribution plans because they are mobile. And defined benefit pension plans really are not. And if the typical worker only stays with an employer for maybe 8 years, it helps to have a mobile pension.
Talk about pension buyouts where a company offers a lump sum in place of the pension. Why do corporations do that? And what is the effect on the employee who takes a buyout instead of the pension?
It's important to understand that the pension is paid in the form of an annuity. So you receive a level payment until your death. And generally, 50% of your payment will continue to until your spouse dies. So the choice is between an annuity, so a level payment till your death, possibly with some COLA, cost of living adjustment, or you can take, you know, the cash today, a lump sum. If you take the cash today, then you're in charge of investing it and seeing that it lasts over your lifetime. So what the firm has done is move the longevity risk, the risk of outliving your resources, to you if you take the lump sum. You, though, have more information about your lifespan than the firm does. So you may think that you, based on your parents and grandparents' lifespan, you may think you can manage the money long enough. Maybe you want to start a business and a lump sum would come in handy right now. You do have to assume the investment risk, and many people are not really prepared to do that. You could take your lump sum and buy an annuity yourself. That might be silly, though, because the annuity market is very expensive and the firm itself is already offering you an annuity. So you have to weigh your concern about what you know about finances and how long you think you're going to live in making that choice. You should also keep in mind that it's likely that you're covered by Social Security, which is already offering you an annuity. So part of your retirement income is already annuitized, but you want to plan on having at least a third or more of your retirement income come from some sort of pension plan. So you want to see if that's going to be adequate replacement in retirement.
So one thing that also happens then, sometimes after a lump sum has been offered, is that the company does something called de-risking that has to do with working with an insurance company to make an employee annuity. Is that correct? Could you tell us about that?
The firm decides to buy an annuity for the employee from an insurance company. That would appear as a one-time payment for the firm and removes the pension obligation from the firm's books. So that takes all the longevity risk away. The firm has purchased this annuity payment for you or the worker and is no longer worried about having to meet that long-term obligation. They've paid the insurance. So it de-risks the firm of investment risk, having to meet the obligation, longevity risk, how long the worker is going to live. It, of course, removes control from the firm. And the firm could benefit from the assets in the pension if the assets do well. So what the firm is thinking is they no longer want to possibly benefit from high investment returns in their pension.
In this era of cutbacks so many places and companies going under and that kind of thing, what do you do if the company that holds your pension goes out of business?
You mean you're asking if you're receiving an annuity from your current firm?
Or one that has been sold to another company, like, for instance, if your pension was turned over to Prudential and turned into an annuity.
Okay. Well, those are really two different situations. When the firm has bought the insurance policy that is going to pay your annuity, then that's the liability of Prudential, and the company has nothing to do with it, and it's all about how solvent Prudential is and whether those payments are backed by our financial oversight. If your company goes out of business or merges with someone else, then they can, of course, change your pension at any time. They can change the terms of the pension formula going forward. They could freeze your pension and offer no pension or offer something less generous. What they must do, though, is pay you the pension you have earned up to the point of that change. So up to the point of the amendment or the merger, you have a federally guaranteed right to that pension benefit at that point.
With companies getting sold to one another and turnover and change and that kind of thing, I can kind of imagine scenarios where people who had a pension with one company that then got bought up by another company or something could actually get to where they couldn't locate their pension. Are there resources available for people to kind of track who holds their pension and how to get to a human being to talk to them about it?
I actually want to mention that for many firms that have the lifestyle you're describing, chances are they're offering a defined contribution plan, and you would receive your pension account as you could transfer it to your new employer, or you could roll it over to an IRA and manage it yourself. And then, of course, you would know where it was because these accounts are in your name. This idea of losing contact with your defined benefit pension would be addressed by several federal agencies who have an interest in oversight. One of them is the Department of Labor, who has the Employee Benefits Security Administration, has a website where you can look up your pension and look up the recent financial reports, find out who the plan administrator is. It has phone numbers, people you can contact. Also, if there was any question of solvency, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is a federal agent that guarantees defined benefit pensions, monitors all these firms that they insure, and they keep track of who the contacts are, and they can respond to your questions about what's happening with your pension plan.
So at the end of the day, are there really any guarantees that you will get the pension you worked for when you're retired and need it?
There is a federal guarantee for defined benefit pensions. And for most people, even if their firm went bankrupt and was unable to make pension payments, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation would assume those payments, and it would be a full payment for about 85% of the workers. For highly paid workers, it probably wouldn't be their full pension because those benefits are capped at about $55,000 a year that the PBGC can pay. But the majority of pensions are federally insured, and people will receive them.
Dr. Papke, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.
And if you want to know more about those website resources we just mentioned, the labor site is DOL, for Department of Labor, .gov/EBSA. The pension guarantee site is PBGC.gov. As long as we're on the economy and finance and money, there's encouraging signs regarding wages in America. Some say they are going up. Paul Davidson in today's USA Today, quote, wage growth is accelerating in several key industries, leisure and hospitality, business services, construction and retail, this according to the U.S. Labor Department. Monthly job growth has taken off nicely in recent months, according to Mr. Davidson, but wages have tended to remain stuck at around 2%, barely enough to keep track with inflation. There are mounting signs, however, that pay hikes are poised to gain momentum in the second half of 2014.